January 25th, 2022, meeting of the Derry Township Board of Supervisors to order. Earlier this evening, the board held a public hearing regarding an amendment to the zoning map to change zoning classifications of tax parcel number 24-004-13. And the board also met an executive session this evening to discuss land, legal, and personnel issues. And that meeting concluded at 7 o'clock. So if I could please ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So this evening we have two very special swearing-in ceremonies, and I want to also mention that Chairman Abruzzo is out of town this evening on an out-of-state business trip. He's very sad that he couldn't be here for our two swearing-ins of our new supervisor, Michael Corrado, and we have a new police officer joining the force, Mr. David Still. So we have two, and it's super special because both of these individuals grew up here in Derry Township and have both chosen to serve the public, stay here and serve the public, so it makes tonight's swearing-in ceremonies even more special. So first we will swear in our brand new Township Supervisor, Michael Corrado, and we have Judge Polino here. So thank you, Judge Polino, for being here to swear in Mr. Corrado. So if you could just come down to the front. Is Christy here? Christy, do you want to come up and take photos?
I was videotaping, so.
David and I are the same age.
You look good, Dave.
Hey, Mr. Corrado, if you would please just raise your right hand and repeat after me. I'm Michael Corrado. Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
As a member of the Derry Township Board of Supervisors. In accordance with the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And the state laws of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And state laws of PA.
To my best of my ability. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You arrived in the room.
Thank you so much, Judge Polino, for coming out and performing the swearing-in for our Township Supervisor. So for me, there could be no greater honor than our next swearing-in, and that's a police officer for the Derry Township Police Department. So, Chief?
Can you inspect the bolt for a little bit
here? I'll just drop it.
So I'd like to introduce David Still. David grew up in Derry Township, as Supervisor Nutt mentioned, and is a graduate of Hershey High School. He went on to earn an associate degree in police science from the Harrisburg Area Community College and is a graduate of HAC's Act 120 Municipal Police Academy. David has been a community service officer with our department, so if there are any parking tickets that someone has seen, it was probably Dave issuing his parking tickets as part of his duties. But he's been doing that since August of 2019. Dave is a dedicated and hard worker, and we know he'll be a great addition to the Derry Township Police Department and to the community of Derry Township as a police officer. So, Mr. Corrado, you had it difficult. We actually give a copy of the oath to both participants. So they know what to say and what's going on, and they don't have to memorize anything.
And I know Chairman was so disappointed that he couldn't be here. And I don't have any of the good Little League antidotes to share. But he said, ask him how proud he is of you. What a great job that you are going to do as a Derry Township Police Officer. So if you could please raise your right hand. Okay.
I, David Michael Still.
Being appointed as a police officer.
Being appointed as a police officer.
For the Derry Township Police Department.
For the Derry Township Police Department.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey.
Obey.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias.
Or prejudice.
Or prejudice.
With regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
With regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy.
Consideration and dignity.
Consideration and dignity.
I understand by giving this oath.
I understand by giving this oath.
And pledging my best efforts.
And pledging my best efforts.
The Township of Derry is under no obligation.
The Township of Derry is under no obligation.
To accept my best efforts.
To accept my best efforts.
As an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
As an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
With honor and fidelity.
With honor and fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
$151,139.11 and payroll of $294,576.96 for January 7th and payroll for January 21st in the amount of $328,029.95. Is there any discussion or any questions about the items on the consent calendar? Hearing none, if there is a motion to adopt the SF calendar or the consent calendar, that can be made.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the consent calendar as outlined.
Okay. Motion made by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Is there any additional discussion or comment? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No? Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, the next order of new business is the authorization to advertise a bid for the collection of disposal and solid waste, yard waste, and the collection, processing, and sale of recyclable materials. Mr. Chrisman, provide background.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you have noted and the board is aware, our current municipal solid waste contract is set to expire on March 31st, 2022. This will complete the contract for a term of 3 years and 2 1-year renewals. As you are aware, under the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, we are required to bid this service for our community. And should the board approve authorization to advertise this evening, bid packages will be available for qualified bidders beginning on Wednesday, January 26, 2022. A mandatory pre-bid conference for prospective bidders will be held here on February 8th, and final bids are due Monday, February 21st, to be opened at 10:15 a.m. A possible award of a contract would then be scheduled before the Board of Supervisors at their February 22nd, 2022 meeting. At this point, Madam Chair, before you tonight is simply a draft of the RFP that we wrote out tomorrow. So if the board is acceptable to move to advertise, that's what I'm requesting this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Kristen. Are there any questions from the board members? Mr. Kristen, I do have one question. It looks like we're tackling two bids going out for waste services. Is it possible that with the two bids that potentially there would be two different companies that win the bid, so we have potentially one company doing the residential waste and another company doing the recycling center waste?
It is certainly possible, yes.
I just have one question. Sorry, it seems as if time is of the essence here, that we're in the last part of our agreement. What is the expected turnaround time for all of this? This is the first time I've been through this. When we release the bid and they respond back, how quickly then do we act?
Well, what will happen is there will be a mandatory pre-bid conference on February 8th.
Right.
So that means in this room they'll come in and they'll ask their questions of any issues they might have with the bid specs themselves.
Right.
At that point, they'll have until February 21st to prepare a final bid for submission.
Yep.
Those are due at 10 a.m. We'll publicly open those bids at 10:15 a.m. in this room, and they'll at that point know who the low bidder is if they choose to attend. At that point, I would be making a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors for your February 22nd meeting.
Got it. I just didn't understand the dates. Thank you.
Sure.
Any additional comments or questions? No? Okay. Hearing none, I will offer a motion, and I will move that the Board of Supervisors authorize the administration to advertise a bid for the collection and disposal of solid waste, yard waste, and the collection, processing, and sale of recyclable materials. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional comment or questions? Nope. Hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, so that leads us to the next portion of the advertisement for waste contractors. And this one, Mr. Chrisman, if you wouldn't mind just giving a background on what this
This is item B under new business. This would be an authorization to advertise a bid for the collection and processing of recyclable materials from the Derry Township Recycling Drop-Off Center. Very similar to our last agenda item, our current recycling center contract is set to expire March 31 of this year. This will complete an initial term of 3 years with 2 1-year renewals. As noted in the previous bid under the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, you are required to advertise bids for this service for our community. Should you approve authorization this evening, bids again would be available tomorrow. Bids will be due on Monday, February 21st at 10 a.m., opened at 10:15, and a recommendation for a possible award would be scheduled before this board for your February 22nd meeting. So if there are any questions, I'm certainly happy to answer those.
Does anyone have any questions or comments? Okay, questions for Mr. Christina on this component?
Yeah. Chris, I didn't see anything in the contract that talks about recycling batteries, car batteries, nickel cad type batteries, household batteries, waste type things.
We've never historically had a contractor take those. We dispose of them ourselves at local disposal facilities in Harrisburg.
Okay. Thank you.
Any additional questions? Okay. There are no questions. This is ready for a motion if someone would like to offer a motion.
All right, I'll make a motion to request the authorization to advertise a bid for the collection, processing, and recycling materials for the Dairy Township Recycling Drop-Off Center.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor Tsumuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Lutkoff. Any additional comment or questions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No, motion passes. Item of business is the authorization to approve a scope of work for HRG to conduct a route safety evaluation. Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board is aware, HRG has prepared a scope of work for a safety evaluation of the 422 corridor between Homestead Road and Spring Creek Lane. The scope of work is attached to your agenda packet this evening as Exhibit A. I believe this is a project that's been discussed in the Township's Transportation Committee. It was a subject of, I believe, a letter that was submitted by a group of residents living in this area of the township. And the board, a few meetings ago, we talked about moving forward with an additional study. This is now the scope of work attached to that study. Its budget impact for the township is $14,300. This would be billed against the township's general engineering line item, excuse me, 01408313. Which is Engineering and Architectural Services. At this point, based on the Township's Transportation Committee's recommendation, I'm recommending that the board approve this scope of work this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chrisman. Is there any comments or questions from the board?
I have a question for Matt.
Okay.
Matt, or Chuck. I noticed in there that you guys are going to use 2018 count data. Is that the most recent data that you can use?
That's the most recent data that we have available based on a existing traffic study. If we could go out and collect additional data, new data now, it would just cost more. So that was a cost-saving measure. But we believe the 2018 data is good enough.
I really don't feel there'd be a significant difference between an 18 and 19 or an 18 and 22. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zucker. Any additional comments or questions? Okay. Hearing none, if someone would like to offer a motion.
I'll make a motion that we authorize the township manager to execute the scope of work for the Route 422 safety evaluation as outlined in the HRG letter dated January 20, 2022 for an amount not to exceed $14,300.
A motion made by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comment or question? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is the consideration of authorizing the advertisement of an ordinance for the township's non-uniform employee pension plan restatement amendment as proposed by the Pennsylvania Municipal Retirement System. Mr. Armstrong, if you wouldn't mind giving a briefing on.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board may have seen, PMRS is the entity that administers your non-uniform pension plan here at the township, and they reached out to the township significantly long ago with the request that the restatement be considered and adopted, the restatement for the township's non-uniform employee pension plan, to address some, or basically, my understanding, a lot of cleanup items and to ensure that it was consistent. In order to do that, the township needs to adopt an ordinance authorizing the restatement to the pension plan. So that is why it's on your agenda this evening. The ordinance needs to be authorized to be advertised for your February 22nd meeting for you to consider the ordinance to authorize the entering into and adoption of the proposed PMRS non-uniform defined benefit pension plan restatement. Any questions or concerns from anybody?
The only comment I'd like to add is that the solicitor has been in conversation with representatives from PMRS to make sure that the ordinance as it's been prepared is consistent with what their needs are with respect to audit performance and it does meet that test.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any members of the board that have questions or comments from Mr. Armstrong and Mr. Person? Okay. Hearing none, I will offer a motion to authorize a public hearing be advertised for February 22nd, 2022, so that the Board of Supervisors can consider and adopt an ordinance approving and authorizing the execution of the proposed PMRS defined benefit plan adoption agreement and related documents. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is the consideration of resolution number 2022-7 to appoint a firm of certified public accountants to audit all of the accounts of the Township of Derry for the 2021 fiscal year. Mr. Christman, please provide a briefing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board's aware, we did go out for proposals. We had a request for proposal on the street late fourth quarter of last year. The board did approve hiring the firm of Zelikowski Axelrod to perform our audits for the next 3 years. Under the second class township code under section 917, we're required to adopt a resolution that each year that would appoint the auditor publicly for the purpose of auditing our statements for that given fiscal year. So in this case, this is for fiscal year 2021. And in the amount of $26,600, resolution 2022-07 is in a form that's consistent with the second class code and is available and ready for adoption this evening.
Okay. Are there any board members with questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, I will make a motion that resolution 2022-07 appointing Zelikowski and Axelrod LLC to examine and audit the accounts of the Township of Derry for the 2021 fiscal year for a sum of $26,600 be adopted. Is there a second?
I'll make a second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any additional comment or question? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you. Okay, now the next item on our agenda is the consideration of adoption of ordinance number 2021-08, amending chapter 225 of the official zoning map. Now, this is the item that we had a public hearing on earlier this evening, and there was a little bit of a wrinkle in advertising for this specific item, and I will turn it over to our solicitor just to give a brief background on why we will be tabling this item until the 22nd of February.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As indicated, the advertisement for the proposed rezoning ordinance where the board had a public hearing earlier this evening, unfortunately, was only advertised once for this evening's meeting. In order to pass the rezoning ordinance, it needed to be advertised twice pursuant to the NPC. Patrick still had a public hearing, heard public comment, but the intent is, I believe, to table the ordinance at this point, re-advertise it for another formal public hearing on February 22nd pursuant to the NPC, and thereafter consider the adoption of the ordinance at your February 22nd meeting. So at this point, if the board wanted to consider a motion to table the ordinance until your February 22nd meeting, it would be appropriate.
I will make a motion to table this until February 22nd meeting.
Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. I will second that. Any comment or discussion on tabling this item? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is G, agreement for use of Bruin Drive and unopened street. Mr. Emmerich, if you could provide a background.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The township holds an interest in a 50-foot wide right-of-way for an unopened street that extends northeast from Appenzell Drive, approximately 155 feet. The unopened street was labeled as dedicated right-of-way on a plan for the Village of Innsbruck Phase BB5B. That plan was recorded in 1992. It is suspected that the township at the time wanted some control of that unopened street, but did not want to build it. They wanted some control of it because there was some additional land behind that unopened street that was able to be developed. It's shown on the screen. So in order to keep it that future development could access a public road, I think that's why Bruin Drive is or was at one time in the hands of the township. So as time went on, in about 1986, Winners did have rights to use that unopened street. But in 1986-ish, there was a plan to develop that road as a cul-de-sac and create two lots back here. Winners would have been occupying one lot, and the other lot would have been a building lot. That plan was ultimately withdrawn, and what happened was the Milton S. Hershey Medical Center, which is represented here tonight but not for this item, ended up taking the land from Winners that he was going to create a lot, or purchasing the land from Winners that he was going to create a lot on, and adding it to their holdings of the Med Center. Now, during this all, there was an agreement done, a written agreement done, to allow Lot 26 to access this road for their driveway in the side. And Lot 26, of course, was from Phase 5B of the Village of Innsbruck. The parties to that agreement for this lot to access were Winners, of course, this lot owner, and the township, because they still had an interest in Bruin Drive. One moment. So there's another parcel back here that's landlocked. It's shown as this tax parcel 245204. It's presently owned by Bradley Free. And you can see, maybe if I zoom in a little bit better, you can read that Bruin Drive comes close to that lot. This lot owner would like to get access to Bruin Drive. So the township was party to the original agreement allowing access to Bruin Drive. At the time, I believe that the township had an interest in reserving that right-of-way for sensible future development, namely a cul-de-sac, a public street serving additional lots. In this case, I believe that those reasons for the township's interest in Bruin Drive have since gone away. It was officially tendered for dedication in 92. Rule of thumb, well, rule of law, I guess, although I don't want to speak for Pat. Rule of law is if it's not accepted in 21 years, then that offer of dedication evaporates. In this case, this is muddied because of some of the events that happened, like us being party to the easement, access easement to Bruin Drive. So now we have people that want to develop this lot, and the real question is, what role does the township choose to play in the additional use of Bruin Drive? We could remain party to the agreement. The applicant is amenable to that. As Pat and I talked, the township could actually relinquish any interest that they would have in Bruin Drive and avoid building it in the future as a public street. So this item is really on the agenda for the board to consider what the best path might be. I think Pat and I don't want to speak for Pat. Pat, why don't you?
Good job.
I don't know. I think Pat and I are in agreement that the township could relinquish any interest.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the current intent or purpose of the township having a right, an easement right, on that little portion of Bruin Drive. Really what it is just from listening to Chuck and looking at the plans, it's more of like a shared driveway. Right, a shared private driveway.
That's great. That's how it's used. Yes.
And in situations like that, what we would typically represent is, or recommend is to simply have those property owners that use it to enter into what we call a shared driveway easement, just to ensure that the maintenance is shared equally among the parties. And that's kind of, I believe they circulated to Chuck a proposed document that's sort of what they're proposing. The township's still a party to that as proposed.
I think we can maybe revisit the piece or the what's the word? But the look for the where the township fits into this situation, which I don't think you necessarily need to, other than remaining or reserving the right to enforce that shared driveway easement, what they're calling maintenance agreement, in the future if we see fit. And I think Chuck and I, if you're okay with us responding to the property owners with that intent, we can do that. Unless you wanted to hold on and continue to be able to, or be a grantee, we'll call you, for purposes of that easement. You can continue to do that, but I'm not sure what the intent or the purpose of it would be.
I was actually going to ask that question. Are there any practical benefits to retaining this?
I can tell you the land beyond this is of such steep slope that it's going to be difficult to further develop in any meaningful way. Even the freed lot, they're going to have difficulty finding a building pocket on there because of it being over 20% slope. So I really don't know why the township would continue to hold an interest in it. I think we should leave as our legacy, ensuring that there's a good agreement between the parties that are utilizing it, which they've provided us a copy of the agreement to review. And you know, whether we retain enforcement opportunities in the future or turn it over to private properties, property rights. But I think we're at a really good turning point here to ensure that the agreement between the parties is well written, because I can tell you from past experience that when they're not, they still come to the township for resolution.
So would a motion be contingent upon the agreement being made between the two parties?
I don't necessarily think you need to pass a motion this evening. Maybe just give Chuck and I direction. If you're okay going in a certain direction, we can work towards that final solution, and at some point the document will likely be before you for consideration.
Like, would we make a conditional now?
You can, if you're comfortable, you can.
Mr. Emmerich, the Ruben Drive, the township has no maintenance responsibilities on that right now. It's just a private driveway,
It's gravel. The Bruin, by the way, is Bruce Winters, the first three letters of each of his names. So no, it's a private drive, but for 911 purposes it carries a name.
Okay. So even if they add anything to it, it's not like that new lot is going to have any sort of maintenance or plowing, nothing from the township.
The only thing that I would guess that both DTMA and American Water may choose to also have an easement over the land to get their facilities back to the lot being developed. But in each case, that's, you know, our authority and a private company.
And they come to you for that? Well, they would come to the
township. They would obtain that from the property owners.
Property owners, okay.
Technically, I guess it's also worth saying technically that if the township would relinquish any rights that they would have in Bruin Drive, that it could revert down the center back to each adjacent property owner as fee simple, but there would still be a well-written easement is what we would shoot for.
Well,
over its use.
If that's the direction we would go, the first thing we would do is ensure that there was no formal acceptance of dedication or anything that would require us to take the formal steps of adopting an ordinance vacating a public road. I don't think, from my conversations with you, any definitive steps were taken to accept dedication of that road. And assuming that's the case, I would still remain almost a third-party beneficiary of the agreement to maintain the ability to enforce it to the extent that there is an issue with the parties that are in there. But relinquishing, I mean, I don't necessarily know if we need to relinquish all of the rights at this point. I think we can limit or decrease the part that the township plays in that, we'll call it easement of the Throne Drive.
And Mr. Emmerich, all of the neighbors, the residents that are potentially impacted or ordered this Bruin Drive and these potential changes, they've all submitted in writing that they're in favor of this.
Yes. Yeah. Interestingly, everybody has. But now, with the Med Center sitting here tonight, I just realized that they should probably contact the Med Center, because when And I apologize for that. I didn't even think about this before. When the Med Center did purchase the land to add to their property, this is the end of Bruin Drive that you see here in the horizontal hatching. What you see is the cross hatching is an easement granted to the Milton S. Hershey Medical Center to allow access to this tip of their property. So I think that they would have to remain a party to any of the agreements, and I don't believe that they're in it today. They would have contacted your office.
Right, yeah, I haven't heard anything. Yeah.
So I will be sending them your way.
If you're comfortable just giving Chuck and I direction to know which way to go, meaning do you want to continue to have a definitive part in these easements as a formal grantee or actually? Or if you're more inclined to relinquish some of the rights and just simply have the ability to enforce it and look at more of like a shared driveway to the
parties. I like that idea because there's no sense in keeping this on the agenda for another time.
Yeah, that's fine.
So there's no formal motion that we need to make. It seems like the board of supervisors.
It's kind of what I said before. It's conditional approval, then, essentially.
So my understanding, Rick is suggesting to consider a motion authorizing the township staff to participate in the revision of the proposed maintenance agreements that's been circulated in a manner to ensure that the township remains and reserves the right to enforce the obligations in the agreement, but not necessarily as an active grantor or grantee in the document.
And can we do that before the Milton Hershey?
I think it would be subject to all the requisite parties being agreeable in a signatory and to execute that.
So we're making a motion.
So we'll make Supervisor
Sabuda.
That's the verbiage that our esteemed counsel has just.
If you can make a motion that way, I will second it. Okay. Is there any additional discussion or comment? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion passes.
And just very briefly follow up. If at some point Chuck and I, in going through this, determine that a formal vacation is necessary, which I don't think it is, but in the event that we do stumble across something that makes us think, you know what, we should make. It potentially will come back before because that's more of a formal process. But in my conversations with Chuck, it sounds like that's not going to be necessary because we never accepted formal dedication of the road. We've never maintained it, and there was nothing ever done to make it a public road.
Right.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda is the consideration of entering into a development agreement with the Penn State University and releasing the remaining balance of the financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for Penn State College of Medicine, parking deck S-2018-018. Mr. Emmerich.
So this is one of the usual boring items that we have in the agenda, except this one has a twist.
Okay.
So in this case, we're looking at releasing money back to the Med Center. However, during the course of their stormwater plan, and this was for the parking garage area of the center, some of the proposed impervious area was reduced and the proposed loop road was never installed. Additionally, there was surplus area built into Basin 1E that allowed for 0.75 acres of impervious to be placed on the site so long as it ran into that basin. So with this financial release, we have a development agreement that states these things in great detail, preserves some rights of the Med Center to develop the loop road in the future, to put the 0.75 acres of stormwater into Basin 1E. But at this point, or at this juncture, we would be looking at releasing their remaining balance, which is $268,766, which started out, just to give you an idea of the size of the project, at $2,425,738. So I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors enter into the August 25th, 2021 development agreement with Pennsylvania State University and authorizes the release of the remaining balance, being $268,766, of the financial security for the stormwater management plan for Penn State College of Medicine, parking deck S-2018-18.
Okay, are there any questions or comments? I have a question about the would the process be if the medical center would like to put in the Loop Road at a later date? Would they go back to the old plan, or would that new plan come to the board?
So I'm going to look at Pat to make sure that I'm not saying something wrong, but I believe that this agreement had a term where they could build the Loop Road, and if they go beyond that term, then they have to re-seek approvals. Is that your recollection?
Yes. Within 5 years of the date of the agreement, they would decide to proceed with the Loop Road. They would be able to do so, subject to a building permit or some other permit approval from the township. And at that point, they would then need to post financial securities to secure the Loop Road at that point in time. But they have 5 years. If they don't do it within 5 years of the date of the agreement, in the event that they would come back to in year six, they'd have to start construction.
And the financial security being posted at that time would not be the $280,000. It's not what we're releasing. It would be for any required improvements that they may need to do to connect that Loop Road into the basin, like piping and that type of stuff. So just so you don't think we're releasing the $285,000 and they're going to come back later and have to repost that. It'll be a much smaller amount. As you may recall, when we release securities, we retain a certain percentage, even if they have $2 left to do. And in this case, it's the $285,000.
So the Loop Road, though, if it's 5 years and this project was 2018, that would potentially be coming to a close anyway. Am I understanding that correctly or no?
The 5 years will be from the date of this
agreement. Oh, from the date of this agreement. Oh, okay. Is there anybody additional questions or concerns? Then if someone would like to offer a motion.
I'll make the motion to enter into an agreement August 25th, 21 agreement, development agreement with Penn State University, and authorize the release of the remaining balance of $268,766 of financial security provided in the form of a PNC bank letter of credit number 18131088-00-000 for the stormwater management plan for Penn State College of Medicine, parking deck, S. Sierra 2018-018.
Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. I will second that motion. Is there any additional questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the authorization to execute a reservation agreement with the Senior Center of Gary Township for the use of Community Center. Mr. Jackson, please provide background.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board is aware, the township has included space for the senior center in the new Gary Township Community Center. The proposed reservation agreement will take effect when the facility is available for occupancy on or around June 1st, with an expiration of December 31st, 2027. The information contained in this agreement has been reviewed by the township solicitor, and the terms have been agreed upon by the Senior Center Board of Directors. The only budget impact is that the 2022 revenue projections were estimated based on the terms and conditions included within this proposed agreement. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that board members have at this time.
Does anybody have any questions about the contract?
Yes, I actually have a couple of questions for this one and the next agenda item. My first question is, you're charging a $22,000 a year fee, essentially.
Correct.
You figure that's going to be sufficient to cover the usage costs, electricity, water usage, general wear and tear?
I'd say so. And that fee really was derived from the current lease payment that they have at their current facility.
That was going to be my next question.
So that was carried over into the new facility, which really is proposed of their membership fees and their revenues that they get from their program. So that's kind of where that figure came from.
Okay, I got one more question for you. You mentioned that the private entrance is going to be monitored. How are you going to plan on monitoring that entrance?
The senior center, that's on them to monitor that. So they will have a front desk inside of their own separate entrance.
Right.
So that is on them to monitor that.
Such in that little alcove.
Correct.
Inside
that alcove, yes. So that's on them to monitor their own entrance, so that's not a township function that we need to monitor that entrance whenever.
Okay, is that going to be locked out before 4 o'clock?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any additional questions about the senior center contract?
Yeah, Zach, I just have a quick one. I know there's a kitchen in there. It appears in the agreement that the senior center is prohibited from selling any type of food or beverages or concessions. It doesn't look like it can charge any sort of admissions or fees or do any type of fundraising in the space. Is that
without request.
Oh, without request.
Right. Okay, so so they can ask for request, but so they would be able to do that upon written request of the township.
Got it. And then because concessions will be running at the same time, right? You obviously don't want the two to compete with each other, but if they're doing their own private event...
Exactly, and that's why those protections are in there, so we don't have any kind of competing things. But certainly there will be times where they're doing fundraisers, and we will certainly grant them.
Got it. And all of that, there's no, obviously, revenue share on that stuff. This is all covered under their base agreement of the $22,000.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Jackson, I have one last question in regards to the senior center contract. Under the contract, I noticed that they are responsible for any damage to the property. I mean, this is a giant investment on behalf of the taxpayer. So if there were, you know, busted up walls or there's issues, they are the ones that will be responsible for bringing that back up to date.
Correct. We do have protections in there that we can impose maintenance fees.
Okay. Is there any additional questions from board members?
The only thing, we still do just have a blank with respect to the $22,800 annual preservation fee.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to plug in there the increments? Is it going to be once a year, twice a year? How do you want to break it up? I think we still have a blank here.
Correct. Yeah, I think just an annual.
Just an annual?
I think just an annual payment is fine, yeah.
Okay.
Hearing none, I will offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors execute a reservation agreement with the Senior Citizen Center at Zero Township. It's hereby approved. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor. Any additional comment or concern? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Next item on the agenda is the authorization to execute a reservation agreement with the Hershey Aquatics Club for use of the Dairy Township Community Center. I am going to offer a motion. I'd like to dig into this a little bit deeper myself, and I would like to offer a motion to table this to a future meeting, but if there are board members that have any concerns or comments with tabling it,
I also have a lot of questions and concerns, so I will second your motion.
Okay. Any additional comments or concerns?
No, I have a number of questions, too, but I guess I can hold off.
And Supervisor Zamuda, if we're tabling this, can Supervisor Zamuda ask these questions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But they may overlap your concerns.
They probably do.
Let's table it.
We'll save Zach
the tough questions for tonight.
We don't want to open
that. Okay, so I've made the motion. Supervisor Wyckoff has seconded. Is there any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and the agenda item is tabled. Okay, next item is the acceptance of financial security for stormwater management plan for 45 and 47. Miller Street, S-2021-23. Mr.
Emmerich. Thank you, Madam Chair. So this plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities for a detached garage and driveway. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $20,397 is to be provided. The applicant has indeed provided the security in the form of cash and has entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security. I am recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $20,397 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with RMJ Legacy LLC for the stormwater management plan for 45 and 47 Millard Street, S-2021-023.
Are there any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? Hearing none, would someone like to offer a motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion to accept the cash financial security in the amount of $20,397 and enter into the agreement to provide financial security with RMG Legacy LLC for the stormwater management plan for 45 to 47 Millard Street, CRS TAC 2021 TAC 023.
Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. I will second that. Is there any additional comment or questions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion passes. Okay, next item on the agenda is a acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 1410 Sand Hill Road, S-2021-024. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. This plan was done for the construction of a new dwelling. The property owners and applicants are Kevin and Beth Streeper. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommends that financial security in the amount of $9,356 is to be provided. The applicants have indeed provided cash in that amount and have entered into the Township Standard Agreement to provide financial security. I recommend that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $9,356 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Kevin E. and Beth A. Streeper for the stormwater management plan for 1410 Sand Hill Road, S-2021-024.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Are there any questions or concerns? Okay, hearing none, I will offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $9,356 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Kevin E. and Beth A. Streeper for the stormwater management plan for 1410 Sand Hill Road, S-2021-024. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any additional questions or comments? No? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Okay, next item on the agenda is the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for Kim Gorsuch and Kobe Radicates. Hope I said that right. At 506 Randall Circle, S-2021-026. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm going to go with your names as you pronounce it. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater facilities for a swimming pool and patio at 506 Randall Circle. HRG has reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $20,656 is to be provided. The applicant has provided the security in the form of cash and has entered into the Township Standard Stormwater Agreement. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $20,656 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Kimberly Gorsuch, thank you, for the stormwater management plan for them at 506 Randall Circle, S-2021-026.
I'll make the motion to accept the cash financial security in the amount of $20,656 and enter into the agreement to provide financial security with Kimber E. Gorsuch for the stormwater management plan for Kim Gorsuch and Kobe Ritkevich, 506 Randall Circle, Sierra 2021, TAC 026.
Supervisor Zamuda, is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Okay, the next and last item on our business agenda is the acceptance of financial security for stormwater management plan for Providence Place, 1528 Sand Hill Road, S-2021-22. Mr. Emmerich, Sand Hill Road is very busy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This stormwater design was for a building addition and parking area at 1528 Sand Hill Road. The applicant and property owner is the GM Leader Corporation. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $38,720 is to be provided. The applicant has provided the security in the form of cash and has entered into the Township Standard Agreement to provide financial security to guarantee completion of the improvements required by a stormwater management site plan and report. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash cash financial security in the amount of $38,720 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with GM Leader Corporation for the stormwater management plan for Providence Place, 1528 Sand Hill Road, S-2021-022.
Thank you, Mr. Arak. Are there any comments or questions for the board? Okay, hearing none, would someone like to offer a motion? Okay, I'll offer the motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $38,720 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security to GM Leader Corporation for the stormwater management plan for Providence Place, 1528 Sand Hill Road, S-2021-022. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional comments or questions? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion passes. That concludes our business agenda for this evening. So the next action item is Supervisor, Board, and Committee reports. So we will start to my left with Supervisor Zamuda and go to Supervisor Corrado, Supervisor Wyckoff, and then myself. So Supervisor Zamuda, if you'd like to offer a report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair and I had a transportation meeting this morning. A number of issues were discussed. Nothing new came of it. We have an updated Hershey concert series plan. We discussed the master plan for the Greater Hershey Transportation Study and a number of other smaller issues that don't really need to be discussed at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Supervisor Corrado.
There was a Parks and Rec meeting. I was unfortunately not able to attend, so I have no report.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Wyckoff.
DTMA met last night, and there was a reorganization of officers. The slate was offered up the same as last year in past. We received an update on construction, engineering, and stormwater projects, as well as a discussion on tapping fees for the Southwest Wastewater Treatment Facility at Route 230. In addition, Bill Raycup came and briefed the board on all things DTMA, and I asked him perhaps if he or even Sarah Ryan, who's the new Stormwater Facilities Manager, could come and just talk about some of the projects, because they can get much more in-depth than I can, but they have a lot of activity going on, and everything is headed in the right direction, so nothing but positive news out of DTMA.
Thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Supervisor Zamuda gave the report for the transportation committee. I'm here for the report. So let's go to our departmental report. So if we could start with the police department, Chief Warner, do you have a report this evening?
No report this evening.
Thank you. Mr. Sassman from the fire department.
I have no report this evening.
Okay. Mr. Clark, Public Works.
I have nothing.
Thank you for picking up all the trees, though. You guys, I am on my way to work. They're there one day, and they are gone by the time I get home from work.
Don't forget the plow.
And the plowing. You guys and your team are doing an excellent job.
Thank you. I'll pass that on.
Ms. Trautman from the library.
No report.
Thoughts in here, Mr. Jackson.
I hate to break the streak here, but a quick community center update for this evening. The contractors have completed pouring the walls in the Latin competition pool, and they have backfilled around them in preparation to begin pouring the concrete pool deck. And the flooring for the gymnasium has arrived and is scheduled to be installed in the next couple of weeks. Our bathroom fixtures and partitions have been installed. Work is continuing to progress on wall paint and finishes, ceiling tile, and lighting installation. Our membership sales are continuing to do well. At this point, we're up to 550 total members. So we're happy with that. Our annual membership special that we're currently running, we're going to run through the end of February. So all of those details can be found at DairyTownshipCommunityCenter.org.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you.
Mr. Banana.
So all the financial securities we did wore me out. So I'm there for it.
Mr. Emmerich, do you have anything additional this evening?
No, we're not yet. So we talked a lot about February 22nd, that meeting coming up. We're going to need to, of course, advertise the hearing for the non-uniform retirement plan. We need to re-advertise the hearing for the state police zoning change. And Also, the Hershey West End conditional use is cycling into that same meeting because of the time for conditional uses. Our 60 days to list that would end on the 5th of March. So what I'm proposing is to start the evening at 5:30 with the Hershey West End, to pick up the State Police Academy at 6:45, and to pick up the pension, which Mr. Crisman has assured me.
It doesn't require a separate public hearing, just so you're aware. I mean, it just needs to be a general ordinance advertised to be approved by the board at their regular meeting. So it doesn't require a separate hearing.
So no hearing for that?
No.
Okay. Well, then, the State Police at 6:45.
6:45 or 5:45?
6:45.
So 5:30, and then the next one's at 6:45.
Yes.
We're going to spend an hour and 15 minutes on the first one.
The first one is the Hershey West End conditional use amendment. I'll be happy if we get through it in that time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can you elaborate at all on what the conditional uses that we'll be looking at, just so that we have a heads up?
Sure. So this is the modification of the layout for the first residential phase of the development. So because the development was approved as a conditional use, the master plan. Okay, so this is really the master plan. Because the master plan was approved as a conditional use, they're making a modification to the master plan which requires an additional conditional use. So while everything beyond that section is presently proposed to remain the same, they need to tweak their master plan to in order to move forward with the final plan for that section. Because most of this board has not seen the master plan in great detail as a conditional use, I'm really digging deep in the information that I'm hoping to report, including the traffic study that was originally done and what this does to it, the financial analysis that was done and what this does to it, the overall development and how it's changed. So, and then whatever questions the board may have or any help.
Chuck, this is what Carter and I saw.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is this the Hankin group that
yes.
we saw?
Yeah,
okay. Yep.
So, Mr. Armack, at some point, will the board need to take action on these changes? Okay, so, but it won't be at our next, on the 22nd. We'll just have the public hearing, and then action will be required at a point later.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess there is an alternative. If you inform the applicant in that conditional use, Hershey Trust, that we have another public hearing and some other things on the agenda, if they would entertain a slight extension of time to get it maybe for the, I don't know what the March date would be. I mean, that's the alternative. If there's concern with jamming the February 22nd meeting and rushing through that.
Well, so technically this plan would only cut 15 minutes out of the time that they might otherwise be allotted. My concern is that their hearing may be continued on to that next meeting, in which case I think we should start it earlier rather than later, if you follow me. I'm not sure that we'll get through.
So they might need two hearing dates.
They may get continued.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean, Pat? It's
you mean unless we extend it to March?
I don't see the state.
If they give you an extension until the end of March, it resolves the issue altogether. But I mean, it's up.
Right.
That's dependent upon them getting the time extension for holding the hearing, or at least opening the hearing.
But it may cover two meetings because of public.
Anyway.
Comment,
yeah.
Board comment. You know, maybe continue to a second public hearing. Mm-hmm. So if we get started on the 22nd, that just kind of...
That automatically extends it if it's continued. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Armour. Is that it?
As long as those dates and times are okay.
So I'm sorry. Does that mean that there is a chance that we could continue the conversation? We'll have this meeting 5:30 to 6:45 and then continue on at a later date?
What will happen is if they're not done presenting their application, or the public isn't done providing comment, or if the township isn't done asking questions, or if the township wants to... I mean, with a conditional use, the township has the opportunity to put on a case if you want. Now, you'd have to appoint a separate counsel when you talk about that. But if what I'm saying is if we're not done with either their case in chief or public comment or the township's case or response to their application, yes, the hearing will get continued to another date.
I see. So we would be up against a hard end date or a hard time, and that would be it. We'd move along from there. Wouldn't push this meeting out, I guess is what I'm asking.
I will make that clear to the applicant that they have until from 5:30 to
6:45, did you say?
Yep.
We'll make that clear. So it comes 6:45, they're not done, and we're not done. And it'll be understood that it'll get continued to the next meeting.
And Carter, I have seen some of our boards, if it looks like it's getting close to the end, they may push the regular meeting back 10 minutes.
Right. I was just thinking, in case there's executive session or other things that may come up, we're here tonight at 5:30, it is what it is. I'm not thinking that. I'm just thinking of jamming a lot into a small time. But fair enough. If we're just hearing it and hearing everyone and don't have to render a decision or really debate at that point, then it sounds great to me. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Chrisman, do you have anything additional this evening?
Nothing this evening, thank you.
That brings us to our next opportunity for a visitor and public comment. So, once again, we'll open up the microphone if anyone would like to offer comments for the record this evening. Okay, seeing no one moving forward to the microphone, that brings us to our last item, and that is adjournment for tonight. So,
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
I will request just a very brief executive session following the public meeting on the potential issue.
Tonight?
Yeah, it'll be very, very, very good. That's all.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn this evening? So moved. Okay, second by Supervisor Corretto. Okay, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Night, everybody.